Off the Ball Rugby.
Look, as a squad, I know, like, we're quite disappointed in that, in the scoreline. I don't think it really reflects the passion and pride we played it throughout the game. Maybe not consistently. Like, I think in times we definitely had them under pressure and we were on top, especially the start of the first half, the start of the second half. And I think if we had it converted and gotten over the line, it would have been a different game. But we let them into the game and our errors gave them tries. So it's how we manage our composure. And that's what we said against Spain and Japan as well, that we need to manage their moments better, get across the whitewash, and then, yeah, it could have been a different game. But look, they're a class outfit. They were playing really well. They were probably passing at times. We were letting them play to the edges and get to the wingers, where we need to shut that down quicker and play on top of them.
You're speaking quite level-headedly here. Like, I get the impression there's no kind of dent to the confidence ahead of going into a quarter final.
No, like, we know our errors let them into the game. And again, they're a quality side. You know, they're world champions. So if you make an error, they are going to bounce back on top of that and be punished at Fury, and that's what we said all week. So look, we know going into next week we need to be more clinical. We can't give away as many penalties, errors, and we need to play on top more, and we need to be more aggressive in defence.
As you mentioned, you did have quite a few opportunities in the first few minutes of the first half and first few minutes of the second half. What do you think was the difference between just kind of executing those?
I think it's our composure as we come into the area. I know, I think there was just a miscommunication between nine and the forwards coming around. And look, if that ball had gotten to Brittany Sanchez, it would have been straight over. So again, that probably played into the next moment and losing that next round, whereas we would have been on top and we should have won that round and then been on top of them, and then we let them play out of that.
It's never easy to forget all this music.
Yeah, look, we have a quarter final to go into, and we are doing everything in our power to win that game. We're going to throw everything at that team who we're playing, who's in front of us, and we know we can't make as many errors as we did today, and we'll have to analyse this game hard, but then leave it and go on to what's going to be in front of us next Saturday or Sunday.
When it comes to, I know obviously that game hasn't been played yet, but kind of in anticipation of it, depending on who you would play, could you just tell us what your opinions have been on both of those teams so far in this World Cup?
Yeah, look, I think South Africa have been class. Like, I don't think people maybe gave them the respect they should have done. And they're a very strong team. You know, they've got some seven players in, some playmakers. So they're more of a collective group now. You know, they've got that power, but they can play off it as well. France, I mean, we've come up against them numerous times, you know, in the Six Nations. I think, again, the start of the Six Nations last year, it was a game we were in. And we probably let ourselves down, and we should have been more clinical again in the scoring zone. So it's something we're really going to concentrate on this week. And again, focus on us, because at the end of the day, when we're on top of teams and we're firing, we know we can score, we know we can play. We have some great individual players, but knowing what's around us and win it, like in that first half, I think we just needed to win the physical battle. We needed to carry harder and not play out. So winning the physical middle and then giving that opportunity to play out.
As an occasion, how did that rank? I know the result obviously didn't go according to plan, but it was pretty special out there in a few minutes before the game.
Yeah, look, I know we're all extremely disappointed, but like, what an incredible occasion. Like, you know, you're playing in Brighton, basically, you know, a stone's throw away from home. The amount of fans that were there was absolutely phenomenal. Like, you could hear the screams and the chants, Fields of Athenry. Like, it was so amazing. God, if I could do it all over again, I would, even though I'm absolutely tired. But look, we have to embrace the moment, embrace what it was, embrace that challenge, and reflect really hard on how we could have done better and played better. And yeah, going into next week, we were firing for a quarter final and we want to win.
It looked a little bit panicked at times out there. Do you think that occasion
overwhelmed a little bit, or was it just the class of the reigning world champions?
I don't think so. I think we just needed to, it was our carrying game, we need to be more physical. I think we just need to be more up front, hit the front door, test them through the middle like they were doing to us, and then be able to play off that. I think we were a bit passive in our carrying defence at the start, and then once we got on top of them, then we started to play. You could see things opening up and we were a bit more free to play, but I think in times we just lost that gain line, and that's what we needed to do.
Yeah, and was it really frustrating not to get over? Because in that second half it really looked on multiple occasions like you were going to.
Look, we were on top of them, it was really frustrating, and we'll have to look at it back. I think our depth, once we come on running onto the ball, like the likes of Brittany Hogan, Clean and Noli, them players, like they are going over. So yeah, just having a bit more time. And our timing off our nines as well, working onto the ball and carrying harder and, getting over.
And is there a team you'd prefer to face in this quarterfinal, or is it up to the gods now?
No, either team are great. I think we've said it throughout this competition, we want to focus on us and what's in front of us. And enjoying each other's company tonight, because it's, we've almost completed the Six Nations now, if you look at the two warm-up games and the three pool games. We're really excited. We lost momentum swings in that game that we need to control better, and we know that. We are disappointed, we are hurting, but we need to brush that off going into next week, because there's so much to play for.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Cheers.
Yes, it's disappointing to have not have just the world, but we're fortunate to be through to a quarterfinal next week, and we have a few days, a week now, to kind of just assess ourselves, kind of fix things. New Zealand put huge line speed on us. We knew they would do that, huge physicality, and it's kind of what we do to learn from that and get ahead. So yeah, like huge earnings, but looking forward to going into a quarterfinal next week to fix those things.
And how easy is it to kind of draw a line under this, put it in a box, and kind of focus on that last day of the game?
I suppose you're playing the defending champions, so they're one of the top contenders in the competition. It's always going to be tough. Same again next week, we're going to be up against huge opposition, and nothing changes for us. Our goal in this competition was to get into the quarterfinals as quickly as possible, and we did that with our first two wins of the pool stages, and nothing changes now into knockout rugby. So we know if we put 80 minutes out next week, we can look and assess and get through and hopefully make a semi-final.
How are you feeling? Scott said you passed your HIA.
I'm fine. Obviously got a knock to the head, and the protocol obviously now with the gum shields, it started to blink. So, it's just protocol, go in, do a head assessment, and I feel good. So I just have to kind of get through all the processes that are in place.
Eve, what was the main differences between this game and obviously the one a year ago that went the other way?
I suppose maybe line speed. Our attacking game probably was nullified a bit by their the speed of their defence, the physicality in their attack as well for getting us backwards. So maybe it was the speed difference from the last 2 weeks going into now. But we knew that was going to come. So it's just how can we quickly get over that and bring it next week, because we know it's going to be the same.
And how did you find playing at fullback?
Yeah, obviously I knew the last many games I played, it was a possibility that was going to happen. So thankfully I've had conversations in the past going into games about if that was potentially something that was going to happen. I knew one day it possibly was going to. So obviously I have good teammates that can help me on the pitch, and I've played a bit of 15 with Celtic Challenge and stuff. So I kind of just focus on myself and what can I bring. It was good.
And obviously, result aside, you played in front of 34,000 people. A lot of them were in green. How did that feel? I know it's not what you wanted, but in terms of playing in front of such a big crowd.
Yeah, no, it was unbelievable. It was, leaving the hotel today, having a tunnel of green, getting onto the bus, going through the city and seeing constant green tops going around yesterday, the day before. The buzz around Brighton was unbelievable, and it was unbelievable to see so much green in the crowd. And it's cool to have occasions like this in women's rugby, and the fact that we're at that stage now is brilliant. And let more days like this come.
Even with that kind of confidence or anything like that?
No, I suppose like with every game you have learnings. Like obviously, you know, it is a disappointment that we didn't get points on the board. So, but you know, we started the game well, and it's, you know, a score at the start of the game could change a lot of things. Momentum in certain parts of the game could change a lot of things. So it's kind of just how can we turn those momentum shifts and actually get points when we're in the 22.
Yeah. So, you know,
100%. Like our green zone attack has been good in this competition, and you know, obviously it just wasn't there today. And we've great coaching staff that we can learn from, and you know, make fixes that will make us more effective in the 22.
Steve, up until the last 3 minutes, that actually scored less than last year. Was that encouraging from a defensive point of view, given the players they've brought in since last year?
Yeah, I suppose. But at the end of the day, we wanted to come and win this game. So you know, it's. You know, it's unfortunate we didn't get any points on the board, but yeah, we'll...
I'm just thinking defence after, you know, 5 tries against Spain, and people say, look, New Zealand are going to be a serious attacking threat. You kept them to 4 tries until, you know, the last few minutes.
Yeah, I suppose. Even at that, I think we have a lot of learnings in defence that, you know, we want to fix going into the next week. So, yeah, we'll fix those hopefully now going into next week.
Amazing, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eve.
That QB line speed, did it surprise you how they blitzed you like that?
It probably didn't surprise us, we just didn't really counteract it that well. We probably knew it was coming from the VML, they're great defenders, our breakdown was a bit just too slow, and that allowed them to come up on us a bit more.
Sam was explaining there, between the two warm-up matches and the pools, it's basically a Six Nations you've played now. How do you feel physically and mentally after that? Because it has been a long road.
Yeah, I suppose after the games you're always tired. Everyone comes out with a few knocks, whether they're big or small. But we're very lucky that we were managed this week. The coach has just kind of tried to get the best out of us on pitch, made it short and sharp. And yeah, I'd say it'll be the same this week. We'll be well looked after and hopefully ready to go then for next week.
A question maybe of dialing down now, just kind of tapering and taking over at this stage.
Yeah, I suppose the hard work was done in pre-season, and now it's just about kind of reviewing our games and stuff and learning from that and thinking how we can capitalise. As I said, we had all them entries into the 22 and we just weren't able to get a score on the board when we were in the last 2 games, so just a few fix-ups I'd say during the week, and we'll always have a big session on I'm not sure what day it'll be because I don't know what day we're playing, but it's usually midweek.
And if you tend to be a player who plays a lot of minutes, so you're used to big workloads?
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy to do whatever's right for the team, whether I play 40 or 80, whatever it is. Thank God I came out in one piece and I'm fine. So.
And last year against New Zealand, you had the blood bin, and then you obviously came off early as well, so that's your first full 80 against New Zealand. How did you find this year? Physicality of that?
Yeah, they always come out like they start like a house on fire. It's just you just really feel it, the physical battle up front. But yeah, as I said, I came out in one piece and I'm fine, so can't really complain.
And nice to get a few early carries. You hadn't really got that chance in the first couple of games, so you got on the ball early today, just the way it worked out.
Yeah, I probably came off the back of a mistake by us in attacking, and that stuff will probably try to I suppose fix up during the week, as I said earlier, because we have plenty of positive moments out there. It's just about trying to see how we can capitalise on them more.
The last one for me, is that good though, a day like this with such a big crowd, to actually, you know, have the ball in your hands and feel you're into the game?
Yeah, as I said, like, I can't put into words how grateful we are for everyone who came out. We've never ever experienced anything like that as a group, just to walk out and see the 30,000 and just green everywhere was just incredible, and we're so thankful for that.
How do you rebuild now and like regain confidence to go into the quarterfinal?
We'll review probably tomorrow evening, and I think there was plenty of positives out there from us. It's just when you play tier one nations like the New Zealands, the Englands of this world, like one mistake in D or one error in attack and like they're down on the bottom corner and you're in their posts, you know. So I think they did really well on turnover ball and they moved us around a lot there and they capitalised on our mistakes. But we'll review it now in the next day or two, and I think, as I said, there are plenty of positives to take from that for us.
Yeah, and like you said the other week that you love a physical game, and you were quite physical in this game, which was amazing to see. But did they just like outmuscle us a little bit?
I don't know. I think they did a really good job of slowing our breakdown. Yeah, we just couldn't kind of build momentum off that. Even when we got into the 22, they managed that really well. And that's probably something we have to look at. But like physicality is one of our pillars, and we'll never step away or shy away from anything like that. Like, we know we're not the biggest team in the world, and we train in a way where we can kind of take advantage of being a bit smaller.
Okay, and it's looking at the moment with the scoreline like it'll be France next week. Is that something you kind of relish, knowing them, having played them before, going into that?
Yeah, I suppose like we just take it game by game, so whoever it is, like, we'll prepare as best we can for them. Obviously we know France well from the last couple of years and playing them in Six Nations and stuff. So can't wait for that now.
And just lastly, you looked a little bit emotional there talking about the crowd. Like, is it just insane to see?
Yeah, like I really can't like put into words how grateful we are as a group and for the wider group as well, what that means to us. We've never experienced anything like that. Like, we walked out in 30,000 here and just being everywhere and like everyone seeing like the field of Athenry, like that's the first time experiencing that for all of us, and we're so thankful to everyone who came out and supported us today. Yeah, hopefully we'll see you all in Exeter.
And Zombie, I heard Zombies floating around as well.
I think I missed that one.
But, last few minutes, yeah.
Yeah, I missed that, but we're so thankful. I think it like probably hasn't sank in for a lot of us yet, but it was amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Good luck next week.
Thanks, Zombie.